WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump becoming the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, announcing that the U.S. would soon be imposing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products coming into the country. He also said he was serious about Canada becoming the 51st state, that he had instructed the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies, and, says ABC's Perry Russum,
during Trump's trip to the Super Bowl, Air Force One flew over the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in history, flying over the recently renamed America.
As the plane passed over the body of water, Trump signed a proclamation renaming it the Gulf of America.
At the Super Bowl, it was a decisive win for the Philadelphia Eagles, who denied the Kansas City Chiefs a third straight ring. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named MVP. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes sacked six times during the game. The extra police presence in New Orleans expected to stay in place possibly through Mardi Gras in early March. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Just when it seemed like things were getting back on track, more drama in the search for Dane County's next director of human services. The department hasn't had a permanent leader for more than 2 years now. After a long search, County Executive Melissa Agard narrowed it down to two candidates, Colorado Hospital Executive Amy Everett and Interim Director Astra Ayukamir. Last month, Agard announced she'd chosen Everett. Well, now Everett is backing out. She's rescinded her acceptance. She says one meeting with a county board member felt more like an interrogation over her former employer than a welcoming chat. Agard says she's disappointed in the county board, but will be expediting the search for the next leader. Now, that's caused some bristling between the county executive and some board members who say the head of the Department of Human Services has got to be able to answer tough questions. The department has 800 employees and is the largest agency under Dane County government, overseeing everything from mental health programs to immigrant resources. And with the big game over, the next spectacle for the NFL is the draft. Green Bay has a busy couple months to get ready. They'll be working to wow attendees, but could they also be attracting future residents? Lisa Hale has more from Northeast Wisconsin.
When the NFL draft comes to Green Bay in April, it will be the area's chance to show off what makes it a great place to live and work. Online websites and blogs such as BuzzFeed provide anecdotal evidence that people may want to live to a city that they visited as tourists, a theory that Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, subscribes to.
How many of those visitors are the teachers or the nurses right. or the doctors or the construction worker jobs that we need for the infrastructure of our community, you know, those visitors could be that next crop of employees for that.
That was Lisa Hale reporting, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson on your Monday. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feels good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
The John and Gordy Show.
Now let's talk about the airplane crash, all right? They had air traffic controllers who were short people. They weren't short in
like
size
4 feet,
people.
4 foot. 10.
They were short employees.
They couldn't
see the screen.
They couldn't see.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, joins us in hour number one to talk Trump administration policies and how that affects us. Hour number two, Beyond the Cheese is back. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Listen, I think this is the most serious constitutional crisis the country has faced, certainly since Watergate. The president is attempting to seize control of power and for corrupt purposes. The president wants to be able to decide how and where money is spent so that he can reward his political friends, he can punish his political enemies. That is the evisceration of democracy.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy, leader of Resistance 2.0.
He's good.
Let's take a moment to say, fly, Eagles, fly, fly, Eagles. But why? Because Trump predicted that Kansas City would win. Oh, and thank you for booing Trump. And then where's my box? There we go. Hang on. Oh, it's a little, there you go. Trump got booed.
He predicted. Yes, he did.
Yeah. He predicted Kansas City would win. Oh, and also he said nice things about Patrick Mahomes, and then Patrick Mahomes said that was an honor and blah, blah, blah. So, A, Trump is wrong about everything. B, everything Trump touches dies. See what he did to poor Patrick Mahomes? How many sacks? How many sacks, Bella? I mean, five?
Something like that.
Something. Oh. Two interceptions. Fumble.
You're number four, I think, now?
Oh, did we changed things on Friday. Hey,
Tony was here.
Everything works, though.
Well, I mean, yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Wow. Flight, right? Am I right? You didn't watch any of it. I'll talk to Bella.
I didn't watch a second of it. Sorry.
I got new gold nails, Bella, and I watched the entire Super Bowl. Although I didn't watch like the last 3 minutes. I was like, it was like 40-6 when I turned it off, and then 22
are those
points.
Gold?
Yeah, they're gold. Aren't they pretty? Bella has silver. We always bond over her nails.
Really thin.
I have silver toenails. Okay, so, Bella's going to explain the Kendrick Drake war to the olds, to the us old. I just was bored. I like girls. I like the Beyonce show. I like Gaga.
Miss SZA was great.
I get it. Later, I was like, it was a protest thing. Okay, I get it. I like that part of it, but I just, boys are dumb. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, street girl.
Didn't Trump leave by halftime anyway? So he didn't watch.
After he got booed?
Yeah.
And then like the 8th grade bully is, he's like, Taylor Swift got booed. Like, first of all, he got booed. And then like the maggots out of retaliation because they're all petty, vindictive little bitches.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, booed her a little, but not as much as he got booed. Oh, by the way, I love this. It was all over the interwebbles. Steven said, reports from inside the Superdome in New Orleans was that fans booed Trump when he appeared on the Jumbotron. If you were watching at home, you didn't hear the crowd inside the stadium as Fox muted the audience and played an applause track. But you could still hear it.
Yeah.
I thought that. I was like, plus he's doing that stupid salute. Like little toy soldier. You're supposed to put your hand over your heart like his daughter wife Ivanka did. Ivana? What's her name?
Ivanka.
Next to him. Yeah.
Melania
was, you know, had the individual liberty day.
Yes.
Good for her.
All right, now Bella, our new 22-year-old. Oh, pardon me. I meant to do fun facts. It's right next to fart. I didn't mean to say Bella and that. I meant to say, see, you feel my pain because sometimes you hit something that's next to it,
yes,
right in
yes,
there?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
So Bella. No, Bella is going to explain the... apparently,
the Drake,
yeah,
yeah, Drake
Kendrick did it right. Yeah. Did a dig at Drake, which was what... It could just explain
basically,
it, Bella.
All you need to know is that... Some months ago, they were releasing song after song, dissing each other because Drake basically said that Kendrick was not all that.
Oh.
You know, we don't need to go into specifics, but that was it. And
sure.
You don't do that to Kendrick Lamar.
No, you don't.
No.
Bella. Right.
And they went back and forth, Not Like Us, blew up, and it quite literally called, you know, Drake a groomer and
a
predator.
Okay, so they went there.
So he went there, and then that song won a bunch of Grammys. He performed it at the halftime show, and I don't think Drake's...
So there was a song about pedophilia at the Super Bowl this year? Okay.
Yeah. You know, that's weird. That's like the insult of anybody now that, you know, like maggots in particular don't like. And then guess who ends up getting arrested for underage... Maggots, mostly. Maggots.
Yes.
January 6th, rioters get arrested. They're always the ones to get arrested for the actual child.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Yes. All right. Thank you for that illuminating. Yeah. That was when I watched that halftime show, Chris. I was like, I am once again officially too old to live.
Well,
I don't,
I'm so old.
I get this. I don't. It's
I'm
boring.
So old, I think of Drake as that guy from Degrassi.
Anyway, I enjoyed Gaga before. I don't know.
Didn't she like, bungee jump into the
stadium? I like the girl
stadium.
Singers.
I think Gaga.
She was playing the piano, wasn't she?
I think she
bungee jumped
in. She might have.
Yeah.
All I know is Snoop Dogg can suck my... Pardon me.
He is one person that I don't give any...
You
don't
can't
give
do a commercial about hate after you sing at Donald Trump's inauguration.
I have so many other things to get outraged about. This thing,
and
I'm
he
not,
and what's
care.
The other Tom Brady? They're
Tom
all
Brady.
Trump supporters, or he sang at Trump's inauguration, and they're going to do it in a commercial about hate. Trump stands entirely for hate.
I'm not going to get bent out of shape about
and
that.
Device. Well, I am.
Okay,
I will do it on behalf of both of us.
Okay,
like a pregnant woman eats for two. I will be outraged for both of us. Yeah, Sabrina, too, said Snoop Dogg made a Super Bowl ad against hate. Seriously, would have been very cool ad before Snoop lost all credibility. Once you sell out your integrity, you don't get it back. Sorry, Snoop, you disappointed too many people when this well-meant ad is no longer meaningful. Every now and again, like, when I forget to change the channel after my Nicole Wallace, Joe Scarborough's doing something about somebody bending the knee. And I'm like, no, you don't have any credibility left to talk about anybody bending the knee. Corporation... Company, person, never mind, right? Ryan said, Snoop Dogg, you already bent the knee to Trump. Your anti-hate ad was as corny as... And you'll be forever known as a supporter of the most racist, bigoted, evil, fascist president the United States has ever seen. Chris Murphy is saying it exactly right. You know, it is... first of all, they've signaled we're about to dive into our next phase of a constitutional crisis.
Right.
They're not going to obey court orders. Right?
Yeah.
Now they're ruling, what is it, Vance and Musk are saying, oh, the judge needs to be impeached. You don't need to pay attention to a judge. Yes, you do. That's how our system of sex and sex?
Sex in
wouldn't
the city?
That be
our
fun
system of
if
sex
we had a
city?
System of sex and balances?
Oh.
I wish I had sex and balances in my life, but I don't.
I think Bill Clinton had sex and balances.
Yes, yes, but some of us don't.
Some of us are not as lucky.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Joe Biden, not so much.
Anyway, yeah, I mean that's where we're at. And George Conway said it again that they're signaling they are getting ready to not abide by court orders. We already said Friday. Who's enforcing this? Who's enforcing keeping? You know,
it's up to the judicial branch.
Doge. Yes. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja incel.
The wholesale endorsement of political violence with
what's
the
happening?
Pardon.
What's happening? What are you know. Playing? Grandpa, stop it.
I was getting ready to play
what
the
did
thing
you
I,
hit? What?
I was getting ready to play the thing that I thought you were going to ask me for.
Oh, the thing I made you make?
Yes.
This is funny.
Is it?
Does Bella even know this song? All right.
Who let the
Doge?
Who let the
Doge?
Get it? Get it? Who let the Doge out? Get it?
I do know that song.
I mean, you can't go to like a sports ball game and not hear that song.
Who let the dogs
out? It was in Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yes.
The movie.
Yes. Okay.
Bella got one of our references. Okay. There's a movie I was watching. What's it with Paul Rudd? They call the you know, Big Brother, Big Sister, the Bigs and the Littles.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Lynch is in it. It's hilarious. Role models. That's
right.
What it's called.
Yeah.
The Bigs and the Littles. But that's what this show now is. The Olds. And the News.
And the Littles.
The Little. Right. Bella speaks on behalf of the Littles.
Yeah.
The Youngs. She can explain things to the Olds. Like the whole Drake, Kendrick. You know what? If there's something less than zero plus to give about the Drake, Kendrick, whatever fight, that's how many I have left to give.
From what I understand, the production of the show looks
great. Yes, it was fabulous.
Yeah, it looked great.
Yeah.
It looked awesome.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All I cared about is the Trump food.
Who sang the national anthem?
He's such an eighth grade bully. Taylor Swift, Big DK, she got more. Boo. God, he is perpetually 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, also, did you expect him to act like he was 20?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I need to show more respect to the new head of the, what is he?
Oh, the head of
Kennedy
the Kennedy
Center. Get ready for Kennedy Center honors.
Lee Greenwood.
Kid Rock.
And Lee Greenwood. Yeah. Nothing but Kid Rock and Lee Greenwood concerts at the Kennedy Center now.
Oh, yay!
Okay. All right. Our beloved JoJo from Jersey, she's exactly what I need today, joins us in all of Hour 3. She said an unelected broligarch and his merry band of unripened incels. I like that, unripened.
I like that, too.
Yeah. Have hacked our bank accounts. Bird flu is raging. TB is spreading. Planes are falling out of the sky. Trump's planning Gaza Largo. And that's Gaza, Mar-a-Lago in Gaza.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Eggs are more expensive than ever, but at least we're getting plastic straws back.
No.
That's the amount of ridiculousness we deal with over one weekend, right? It's just, to even like try to keep, oh, this one, by the way, bird flu. Measles outbreak hits. Okay. All right. Wow. You know, I don't normally get that double eye headache this early on Monday.
No.
So, God, I had my eyelashes done, Bella, along with my nails on Friday. Okay. Yes. Measles outbreak hits low-vaxxed Texas county. I'm sure being low-vaxxed has nothing to do with that.
Sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. Is Bobby Brain warm in yet? I'm sure he'll be right on this. Yes, the outbreak has reached a total of 9 confirmed measles cases in Gaines County, one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state of Texas, has among the highest rates of children with conscientious exemptions to school vaccine requirements. Nearly 18% of kindergartners have conscientious exemptions. Because, you know, there's so many conscientious objectors among kindergartners. Or do they perhaps just have idiot parents? Is that what it is?
That's probably
it. I love that they act like they're Vietnam War protesters. Kindergarten, conscientious, right? And so what do you get? A measles outbreak.
They deserve it.
I have
little
someone's
sympathy.
Someone's being harsh on the littles this morning.
Some
of the bigs are bullying the littles this morning.
These parents deserve it. Seriously.
I have zero
sympathy for them.
Can I just I did a patriotic act of courage, Chris, or stupidity, which is most decisions in my life are like that.
What did you do?
I booked an airline ticket to go see my oldest sister in Virginia and my brother-in-law who's had some strokes, and I need to go be with my family, even though have we had, what is it now? Let's review. Four plane crashes in the first 2 weeks of, granted, the first one we just lost until went to Alaska until we found out
it crashed, yeah.
Because that happened every day. Remember that? Okay. All right. Let me just... threads. So a judge blocking an unelected civilian billionaire from accessing taxpayer-sensitive data is unconstitutional, but said an unelected civilian billionaire withdrawing congressionally approved funds and shutting down agencies is constitutional? Yes. That's where we are. That's where we are right now. Tristan Snell said, why is Trump the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl? Because the presidents before him realized it would be extraordinarily wasteful to spend 15 to 20 million of our taxpayer dollars to go in person. Thank you. Well, this is a government efficiency, blah, blah, blah. And do you know how many like billions of ICE agents they're sending to do like to arrest one or two people in certain places? It's just the amount of taxpayer money to spend these big, loud military jets to deport people when they could just use the same flights they'd always been using. It's okay. And one last one. Ron Filipowski said, while Trump runs, Musk runs the country, Trump had a productive weekend naming himself chairman of the Kennedy Center, picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, canceling pennies, demanding Google Maps rename the Gulf of Mexico, invited only white immigrants from Africa, and saved plastic straws. Thank you for that summation, Ron. That's the downtrodden. Leave it to, I wonder why, Chris, why would it be only white people from South Africa? Oh, Elon Musk.
His mom, that mom of his.
Oh.
God.
That's like Sylvester Stallone's mom meets.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else?
I have a bigger problem with Elon's mom than I have with him, quite honestly. Her.
Who else's mom am I thinking of? That's, I don't know. I'll think of it. Okay. What's Drake's mom like? I don't know. All right. All right. And we have Rude Pundit. You cannot be rude enough this morning for all of this gestures, this.
All right. General sweep of arm.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by flexibility and inevitability, because that's what stamps.com gives
you. Sure.
That's probably what, you know, that's probably why Melania couldn't make the Super Bowl, because she was out doing all their, you know, postage and weighing and
right.
stuff, you know.
You know.
Stamps.
As you do.
She didn't have inevitability.
No.
Yeah. Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents, or packages done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com right. simplifies your postage needs, adds a valuable flexibility back into your workday. Thank you. You can decide when and where to invest your time, so you can focus on only the parts of the business like that I can do. Okay, I'm virtually useless here, but if you have a business where you actually do something.
A lot went on in here on Friday that you had no dominion over.
No, I am a figurehead like the queen. Stamps.com. All your mailing shipping needs, bam, whenever, wherever, all taken care of, right? Mm-hmm. No lines, no traffic, anytime, day or night. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. Whee! No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25. Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad capted Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Stephanie Miller.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound. We're safe and sound.
Oh, hello, Karen in Chicago. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Well, while we were talking about, you know, Trump or felon, as I call him, convicted felon 47.
Yes.
Showing his.
There's a new Stephanie Miller. Not there's a new not my felon 47 Stephanie Miller show shirt. Yeah. Get it.
All right. Yes. Yes. I am going to get on that and buy that. But what happened over the weekend was Russ Vought, who is now the head of the office management or budget management office.
Yeah.
He allowed full access to Elon Musk at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was put in place after the last financial crash. So they have access to all of our data. Likely what this is going to do is take away protections that we as consumers have to negotiate high interest rate credit cards.
Yeah.
It's bad, guys.
Rest in peace, consumer protection. Yeah, because who would want consumers protected? I mean, it's just I got to ask you, Karen, because I know as the mom of a trans kid, I just tell me, first of all, what a waste. This is my sister's name, Mary Miller, but there's a Republican. Yeah. Did you see this? To Sarah McBride's face. Hang on.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Delaware, Mr. McBride, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. When I was elected, I promised to work with anyone who would help Delaware and Delawareans, and to stand up to anyone who seeks to harm my state.
First of all, peer class doesn't even respond to the juvenile, you know, misgendering, right?
Yeah.
And just talked about what she's doing for Delawareans. I mean, she's just, they've just become the party of mean girls and boys. That's what they are.
Yes. I mean, and this is the thing. There have always been transgendered individuals, and likely so many of them have met transgender individuals and they have no idea. We could talk about this for, you know, much longer than I have right now. But I mean, it is just such a campaign of hate. They are putting children's lives in danger, everything that they are doing right now, and it is heartbreaking. Lurie's Children's Hospital just put a halt on any gender surgeries, gender reassignment surgeries, or care before the age of 19, which, by the way, is a minuscule amount of individuals. But it's the point. It's giving in, and it's just the hate.
Yeah, I got a hero of democracy, Chris Hayes, who right to Bill Maher's stupid face stood up for trans kids. 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another Wisconsin child has died of the flu. It's the second influenza-associated child death here in the Badger State this winter, according to the Department of Health Services. Experts have been warning about higher flu activity this year. We recently saw the highest number of flu-related hospitalizations in a single week since January of 2018. Officials also say flu vaccination rates are lower this year. Some good news on our Monday morning. The Abundant Life Recovery Fund has now reached more than $500,000. That's according to the United Way, which is hosting the fundraiser. There have been all kinds of donations, from organized fundraisers to everyday members of the community giving what they can. The principal of Abundant Life says they have a plan for how they're going to use this money. They'll start by paying for anything the families who lost loved ones in the December 16th shooting could need. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and mom and teacher Aaron West were killed. Then they'll use the money to help those injured pay medical bills. And lastly, they'll use whatever's left over to provide mental health resources so the whole Abundant Life community can start to heal. Meanwhile, support for Governor Tony Evers' first statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining momentum outside the state capitol, as some safety experts and advocates hope it'll save lives. Reggie Moore heads community safety at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He formerly led Milwaukee's Violence Prevention Office during a critical period after a 70% increase in homicides in 2015.
The fact that cities are getting smarter on crime and the impact that these types of interventions can have in addressing violence before it happens, I think is something that people understand that we should be doing.
He says using this public health approach to gun violence contributed to Milwaukee's 4-year decline in homicides and non-fatal shootings beginning in 2016, which was one of the biggest drops in crime nationwide at the time. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Stephanie Miller.
My chiffon is wet, darling. My chiffon is wet, my wig is wet. I am tired.
to me that the Democrats are sniping at these young folks and their 19, 20, 21, 2-year-old folks, but you've got seniors in both parties who are inept of any cognitive skills almost and are incapable of governing. And we've seen that in the past, and they've embarrassed us in the national press. We've had them fall down. We've had them stumble and verbally and in press conferences. And so I have total confidence in this group.
Huh. They changed.
I have no idea who that was.
That was Tim Burchett. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't want that ass bite. I wanted Chris Murphy.
Well, it changed.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do Senator Murphy real quick. Leader of Resistance 2.0.
I'm going to need to grab it, so I don't have it right now.
Oh, all right. Let's talk to our friend then, shall we? Okay.
Hey, Rude, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show.
Oh, that was...
You're not on Twitter. Hey, that's out and let Freddie remember. Hey, Rude, to let a joke about farts. Then you can start.
Sorry, that was right-wing dish nozzle Republican Tim Burchett standing up for the Teenage Mutant Ninja incels. He said at least they're competent, the racist 20-year-olds? Because that's who he was talking about. Okay, hi, Rude Pundit. Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought we were hearing from Chris Murphy, which goes to the point of your piece about Democrats fighting back. But anyway, hi, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What a lovely morning. Yes, yeah.
Is it your hometown?
I'm shocked you aren't a Kendrick fan. Kendrick's awesome.
I like girls. I like the Beyonce one. I like Gaga. Just yeah. You know. Oh. Anyway, no, it was fine. Your city of New Orleans though was a party and a half, right?
It was. And you know what? I truly appreciate it. You know, I don't really, you know, give a damn about who was going to win the game.
Right.
I do appreciate that, you know, the quarterback that Trump praised just got his ass.
Got his ass. I thought that. And he's like, oh, it's an honor. The president likes how I play. And I'm like, you know what? You both deserve that karma. Got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course.
And also, you know, way to go, Philly, and I mean the city of Philadelphia, in living up to everything we thought about what Philly would do after a victory.
Yes, but also they were the ones that declined the invitation to the White House last time, and then like the petty little vindictive bitch that he is, he went, I disinvite them then. So yeah. I was already rooting for them.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much more to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. You just you were all over it, man, on the Blue Sky. You said they're really trying to make this country into Russia, a backwards oligarchy with nukes and a madman with empire ambitions in charge that doesn't give a about the lives and deaths of its citizens. I mean, that's the thing, Rue, we were saying. I think it's starting to show up in some polling, which I think is good news. I mean, we got to remember we're only 2 weeks in, you know.
Right.
And I was mentioning the, you know, latest depressing Washington Post, let's talk to 20 Trump voters in a diner who like what Trump is doing story. You know, but it
oh,
is...
Oh,
it,
I missed that one.
It's starting
or now have a block up to those kinds of things.
But, you know, I mean, the initial polling is showing exactly what we think, that, you know, nobody voted for this, that you know, only, I don't even know what it is, 20-something percent or, you know, want Elon Musk to have this kind of power or for, you know, pardoning violent insurrectionists and on, right?
I just want to know why people aren't complaining yet about why we don't actually have a president, considering that he spent, you know, I don't know how many days at one of his own places, and as out of the first 20 days or so, he'd spent 5 of them golfing.
Yeah.
It's like he's just admitting, yeah, you know what, I'm not president. I'll take care of the Kennedy Center. That'll be my job. Kennedy Center and just bitching about everything.
Yeah.
Go. I'm a president.
Yeah, I mean, but you said it best. You said, I'm no fancy constitutional scholar, but did Elon Musk or any of his coder boys take an oath to uphold the Constitution? And if they haven't, doesn't that mean they're impersonating government officials? Yes. I mean, this would be considered a cybercrime, you know, and the fact that they seem to be signaling they're not going to pay attention to court orders means we're at our next phase, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Which means that if, you know, and even if the Supreme Court were to actually, I mean, I think what the Supreme Court will do when it gets to the Supreme Court is say, well, you got to impeach and remove him. Otherwise, you know, we already said it's all cool unless you impeach and remove him.
Yeah.
But even if the Supreme Court were to find some kind of backbone and say, no, you have to follow a court order. Again, there's no mechanism to make him do that with a Republican Congress that is bowing down to him and saying, you know, please, you know, our faith is more.
Yeah. You made so many great points this week. You just said, I've said it before, but I think about it sometimes. It's a sad statement of the United States. The two people who understood this country the most in the 21st century have been Osama bin Laden and Vladimir Putin. I mean, everybody's quoting the Khrushchev thing about we'll take America without firing a shot. I was happened to watch a little of the Reality Winner movie, and I think it's on Hulu or something. And I thought, oh, my God, that goes back to the original sin, Rude. You know, she just told the truth that even the Senate Republican Intelligence Committee said obviously Putin interfered to get Trump elected. Everything he does makes sense. When you go back to the original crime, that of course he colluded. Of course they interfered.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And of course, they're doing everything they can to cover that up, including, you know, stopping what Pam Bondi. One of the first things she did was end the investigation into the Russian oligarchs and also cybercrime. I mean,
or election interference by foreign.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're admitting like, yes, Russia has helped Trump and Republicans. So we're not going to stop any foreign interference in our election. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And not with the conclusion of an investigation that showed whether or not something happened. It's just saying we don't want to know. We don't want to know. We want the ignorance to be out there instead.
Yeah, yeah, and also we're about to put a Russian asset in charge of our intelligence, so we need to pretend, you know, none of this happened. And you said Project 2025's tight ass nuts. Classify anything that mentions LGBT people having sex or even in love, any nudity, including cartoon butts, and lots of other stuff is porn. That's now officially porn, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, according to Project 2025, and so what Project 2025 says is that librarians and, you know, teachers who have their students read those things or have those books even around should be classified as sex offenders. And it's just like really, you know what, the butt in the what book is it? The In the Night Kitchen by Moses Sendak. Yeah, uh-huh. There's a bare butt in that one.
Oh,
it's
no!
Like, oh my God, the children might realize there's asses.
There's a butt or two in Shel Silverstein's stuff.
What was the pearl clutching over this Super Bowl? Carl's Jr. something? I don't know. Parents for Concerned something? Something something? Carl's Jr.
There was some sexiness.
Yes. Can't have that.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't complain about the breast cancer ad that happened to focus on breasts.
Yes. Just that was exactly the same as the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction. It was because it's about pity. Okay.
Yeah. They actually showed a woman breastfeeding. Like, oh, my
God. No. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. You said, man, I wish there was an actual deep state. A real one would have, let's say, eliminated a lot of the problems we're facing. Yes, if only we had a deep state, right?
Yeah, I keep waiting for the CIA to do all the evil stuff we hear the CIA can do, but maybe they just like it.
You said, for instance, is the outcry over using tax dollars to pay tens of thousands of workers to sit home and do nothing for the next 6 to 8 months? I mean, none of their stuff about waste makes any sense. When Trump says, like, oh, we're finding massive corruption and whatever, like, right, it's you. You're finding lots of corruption from Elon Musk, right? When we're finding tons of blah, blah. I mean, it's always a projection, right?
Yeah. And they just told all the employees of maybe the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau to just stay home this week and don't do any work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're paying them for, I mean, obviously what this is a prelude to getting rid of them. But even so, we're saying, you know what, just don't do any work. And you know,
it's not about, I mean, we paid them $7 million, the Musk and the incels for 1 week. For 1 week. That's the Department of Government Efficiency. I mean, it is to laugh, all of it. I mean, and the fact that we're not cutting any billions of dollars of subsidies to Elon Musk. He's in there to help himself. That's what that's all he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, and he's keeping them locked in there, feeding them, I don't know, Doritos and jerky. And forcing them to sleep there to keep coding until their fingers fall off and not pay them. I mean,
yeah. In your latest piece, Democrats need to stop being afraid of being Democrats. That's why I'd wanted the Chris Murphy right before you.
Yeah.
Do we have it now? Okay, here we go. Senator
Murphy. Wholesale endorsement of political violence with the pardons given to every single January 6th rioter, including the most violent who beat police officers over the head with baseball bats. And you can see what he's trying to do here. He is trying to crush his opposition by making them afraid of losing federal funding, by making them afraid of physical violence. And so, yes, this is a red alert moment when this entire country has to understand that our democracy is at risk.
Yeah, I mean, he's using that, you know, AOC is saying five alarm fire. They're saying, you know, he's saying constitutional crisis. That's how you have to talk. I mean, your whole piece was.
And just real quick, one of the things that he was responding to there was he was asked about John Fetterman saying saying everybody should calm down. And Murphy was saying, no, this is actually not the time to calm down.
Well, and thank you, because you and I, all of us, defended John Fetterman so hard. They were so cruel to him when he had his stroke. And you said it, Senator, this year's Cinema Fetterman called the Democratic Party toxic. And saying his primary currency was shaming, their primary currency is shaming and scolding and talking down to people and telling them, hey, I know better than you, or you're dopes, or you're a bro, or you're ignorant, or how can you be this dumb? I can't imagine it. And you said, considering Trump and Musk and all those bros and dopes and ignoramuses and dummies on the right insult everyone, not them, Fetterman's accusation is self-serving and wrong, and it's a shame to watch this once badass warrior for the working class become a simp making nice with Republicans. I mean, who talks down to or name calls more than Donald Trump, right?
Right. And you know, the name calling, what he's referring to is obviously things like, you know, oh, we're making you actually think of pronouns. That's what they mean by that kind of stuff. Oh, we're making you actually have to think about diversity. And, you know, and it's insulting if you tell us we're wrong, if we're racist.
Well, and here's the thing. I do struggle with this. I say it to Chris because I get it, you know, this whole not talking down to people. But what do you do? Well, all these F around and find out people that you're like, he said all this. Like, I don't know what else to. If the word isn't stupid, that is what is it? Lack of critical thinking skills? How could you be surprised? Arab voters in Michigan, Latino voters, you know what I mean? That the guy that all Mexicans are rapists and Muslim ban guy turned out to be exactly the racist he showed you to be his entire life, right?
Yeah. And you know, to me, it's not talking down to them. It is, and I say this over and over and over again. They are friggin' adults. And I'm going to talk to them like friggin' adults.
Well, and
that means that if they piss me off, I'm going to say, you are being an idiot because you know what? If that insults you, well, maybe you need to think about why you're an idiot.
And you're a professor. When he talks about blowing up the Department of Education, he's like, well, we're the lowest in the world. Good job, Joe. First of all, he's going to blame Joe Biden for everything. And then he's like, I want to send it back to the states. It's like, states already set the curriculum, and all of the lowest states in education are red states. So you tell me what, you know, Massachusetts, all, blue state forever, is number one in education. What's last? Yeah. Mississippi, all the top 20 or bottom 20 are red states, right?
Yeah. New Jersey is it competes with Massachusetts for one and two. I mean, you know, they're. Yeah, the ones that actually care about educating people about the reality and not the fantasies or the child fable book of the Bible.
This
thing that gets me about this kind of stuff is that we're supposed to be one nation, and you know what? Those stupid people that are educated in the worst ways, they get to vote, as they should. but they also affect all of us who live in reality.
Yeah. Like this is this was the thread I was looking at. Kansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. What do all these states have in common other than being red states? Last in health care, last in education, a severe tuberculosis outbreak, the largest in American history, by the way. I mean, anyway.
Measles outbreak in Texas, you know, there's that too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to your point, you said in your piece, every good thing in people's lives right now from the federal government came from Democrats, and that's what they should be selling. And you're right. Yeah. I mean, all of it, right? Workers' rights, Medicare, Medicaid. You said Democrats' energy is surging finally, as you were saying. But you said it's time to go further. It has to be framed that Democrats want to keep the lights on in hospitals and punish financial institutions that harm everyday people and prosecute corporate criminals and not fear tear down the FBI and the CIA and the military and keep people from starving. It's not that Republicans are the poles here. It's that Democrats are the ones who can make it right. I think that's you're right. Stop letting this be afraid to say we're Democrats, right?
Yeah. This whole thing of the Democratic brand is toxic. Well, that's because you're not running on the Democratic brand, you know? One of the other things in the piece, and it actually kind of shocked me when I went back and looked at Kamala Harris's speeches and other speeches, that Democrats don't mention that Democrats did these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like
no, the American people are
out front.
Right. They're on our side in just about every issue. We just have to figure out, you're right, like run with that, not against it. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. See you. I went long.
Yeah.
Bella's wrapping me. Uh-huh. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
Now is the time, right? A leading voice for the separation of church and state. They are standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious interference, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science. And reason in government. That might be important right at this moment with what measles, tuberculosis, bird flu outbreaks. Just saying, science, check into it. You're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to their Free Thought Today newspaper, top events with thinkers and activists and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect our religious liberty like never before. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. Code is Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. freezing your credit sounds drastic. But it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, well, Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did we have a cozy, snuggly weekend? Didn't we, Bonnie? Yes, we did.
Aw.
That's the main reason they love me, is because Cozy Earth, they sleep in the middle of Cozy Earth sheets, duvet cover, comforter, snuggled into Mama's Cozy Earth pajamas.
So they're basically the ricotta in a
yes,
in a lasagna.
A softness Cozy Earth lasagna.
Okay.
Yes, they are. What is your love language?
With your lava.
Cozy Earth for me, it's Cozy Earth. That's why with Bonnie and Clyde. But you know what? Love is love, right?
Sure.
Cozy Earth sheets and bamboo pajama set. OMG. They are so soft, so breathable. They're made with viscose from bamboo. I mean, the Cozy Earth men's collection, pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. It's the ultimate gift for your girl or your guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 100 night sleep trial, a 10-year warranty, a gift that speaks to comfort and connection. Get up to 40% off right now at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com, the code is Stephanie. Don't forget, if they ask you in that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. 56 minutes after the hour. Christopher.
Yes.
Who said, stop being afraid of being part of this party? That's letting Republicans define you and accepting that it's the only way to think about the Democratic Party. That. Don't ask people to vote for you because of how well you get along with Republicans. Ask them to vote for you because you're a Democrat. And if they elect Democrats, you can get done for them.
Oh, goodness.
Who said that?
Lionel Richie.
No. It was Rude Pundit. Oh. It was the very end of his fantastic piece. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yes, you said that's the only thing you've ever agreed with Trump on is getting rid of pennies. And
no,
I said you're not a penny lover, and I somehow thought that was a Beatles song.
Yeah,
I was incorrect.
Yeah.
It's Lionel Richie. And then right. I said you don't live on Penny Lane. That's
right.
What I meant, because that's a Penny Beatles reference.
Uh-huh. I think we should. I've been saying this for decades. We should probably get rid of the penny. And Canada did it in 2012, and their economy didn't collapse. Who uses pennies anymore?
Here's a story about a lot of pennies. JK tweets, the White House press secretary vowed not to lie, but she just did that here. She said, today's jobs report reveals the Biden economy was far worse than anyone thought. Virtually no economist would agree with that. Biden left a Goldilocks economy, according to one. As for jobs, Trump is killing them with his purges and his tariffs. Thank you. The last full month of January, another solid jobs report from say goodbye to the Biden economy. I'm telling you. 58 minutes after the hour. JoJo from Jurors coming up. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, joins us in hour number one to talk Trump administration policies and how that affects us. Hour number two, Beyond the Cheese, is back. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump making the announcement that the U.S. will soon be implementing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports and that Mexico and Canada will not be exempt. On his way to the Super Bowl yesterday, the president also said he is serious about making Canada the 51st state and that pennies will soon become obsolete.
President Trump says he directed the Treasury to stop minting new pennies, calling the coin wasteful, as he focuses on cutting costs, targeting entire agencies and the federal workforce. Trump posting, "Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time."
ABC's Perry Russum. Donald Trump becoming the first sitting president to go to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia planning a parade through the city to celebrate the Eagles' win over the Chiefs. Respiratory illnesses are circulating at very high rates across the country. More than 30% of all tests for the flu at doctors' offices nationwide are coming back positive, almost double the peak from last season. This is ABC News.